All right, this is fantastic, Don. Thank you very much. We are like more than 7 minutes early on the air, worldwide live, over the internet through BBS. Thank you so much. And I welcome anyone who has joined in on the internet. We have the phone lines open. This is a simulcast with a conference call, and we have the lines open. I saw there's somebody else joining in. I welcome you, and if you want to, please say your name and location. If you want to.
Mm-hmm. I guess he doesn't want to.
That's okay. Everybody's welcome.
That's right. You can be anonymous.
Yep. But back to team shift. So you have three people only. Is the total of three people that you have on the... on your group, Lucy? Did Lucy leave?
She must have muted herself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I muted myself. Yeah, we are three on Monday because everybody has one work. And
I heard somebody else joining in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Hi, Dave. Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I lost a cat last Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's been a pretty whirlwind week.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'm here, so I'm going to back off. And.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here, Dave.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Felipe, Los Angeles.
Hello, good evening, Felipe. Welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you, Hi?
Doing well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, so we are three, but only on Monday, and today we were two.
Okay.
So I was wondering if I can join another group or something on Monday, keep saying with those people, I don't know. People are busy, you know, they're working and stuff like that. That's what happened.
Just email Edna.
Okay, I would do that. Okay, I would do that. Thank you. I was thinking about it, you know.
Yeah. And you can maybe just hold on to this group. You do it on Monday and then also
participate. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it's wonderful. I got a lot of change with that.
Yeah.
Team Chevy was wonderful.
Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Francis from Conker, California, calling in.
Hi, Francis. Good evening. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good evening. Fabulous.
All right. Glad you're here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Ron in Mountain Grove. How you doing, Ice?
I'm doing well, Ron. How are you?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Ron.
Hello. I dialed in the Monday code. That's the Wednesday code, and I thought, golly, I got music. I said, Jesus, it's almost 8 o'clock. There's nobody here.
It happened, believe me.
Yeah. It keeps me humble.
All right. I saw two more people join in. I welcome you folks if you have a chance. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Wanda from Canada.
Wanda. Welcome. Good evening to you.
I'm driving home from Saskatoon. My daughter had knee surgery.
Oh, good luck with that.
Last week. Yeah, my daughter did.
Uh-huh.
I'm driving her home.
All right. All the best.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. I think somebody else joined in the last minute also. And if you want to, please say your name and location.
Michael in Camino, California.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, Michael. Welcome.
Good evening, guys.
All right. Thank you for being here, my friend. All right.
Who all we got in here, Ice?
What I know is that we are here with Marilyn, with Lucy, with Dave, Felipe, Francis, Ron, Wanda. You are on, by the way. And Michael and myself, and we have another few lines who stay in the background.
Uh-huh.
And we have those people who are participating through BBS, because we are on BBS already. So I welcome those people that are joining in online. Thank you for being here.
Wow.
Hello to everyone.
BBS been coming in early here the last few times. You noticed that?
Yeah. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heis. It's Eric in Santa Fe.
Hello, Eric. How are you? Did you get used to that? Santa Fe, huh?
I'm liking it. Good to hear your voice. Good evening.
All right. I'm glad to hear, Eric.
Had three more come in, Heis.
Dan from Wisconsin.
Who's this from Wisconsin?
Ben.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And
Celeste?
Yes. All right. Good evening. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
All right. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hello, Sedona.
And I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Good evening,
Hello.
Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Good evening, Don. How are you doing?
Okay,
hey,
how are you
Don.
Doing? Hi, everybody.
All right. Great. So we're only 1 minute away from the hour. And I welcome all those who are participating with this call through BBS Radio and those here on the phone line. Thank you for being here. We are going to have an open mic tonight.
Another one come in.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Fred Heis.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
All right. Doing well.
Good.
All right.
So I better watch my French tonight, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Welcome
to the language, too.
Please say your name and location.
Cleo from Connecticut.
Cleo, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And the next caller, I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Julianne in San Diego. Ooh,
hi, Julianne. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. And the next caller, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Michelle in Cambria, California.
Hi, Michelle. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, thanks.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Todd in Chicago.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
Doing
all right. Thank you for being here. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. If you want to, thank you for being here.
My name, Jose Jimenez.
Hello, Jose. Welcome to the call.
Percy, North Carolina.
Hi, Percy. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
All right. Fantastic, man. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I don't think Heist knows the Jose Jimenez reference. That's a name from an old TV character, Heist. You've probably never heard of
very
it.
Very old.
From the 1960s or something.
Showing my age.
Let's see, who was that?
Jose, where are you located?
Eagle River, Alaska.
That's Fred. How about Jose?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Good evening. Welcome
Hello.
To the
Thanks, hi.
Thank you for being here. And more people joined in. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. Sedona Jim. I hope you're well.
And you're doing fantastic, Jim. How are you doing?
Very, very well, and I hope all the listeners are in great spirits.
I believe so, yes.
Nice to have you.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Sexy voice. We like to have you always, sexy voice.
Oh, you're very kind. Merci, mademoiselle.
Bienvenue, monsieur.
Lucy, say the sexy voice thing in French.
I know. Thank you. That sounds like wind.
I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hey, Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the call. The next caller, I welcome you. Please say your name and location. If you want to. I welcome the next.
Wrong number.
Name and location. Well, we welcome you.
Are you talking to me?
Hello, Wynn.
Hello. Hello, Hayes. Hi, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hey. See, hey, nobody's asking me how I am tonight.
How are you today?
Don't do that.
Is the sun shining?
Another wonderful, marvelous time.
Who is that voice that just said hello?
I say it's nice to have you so we can have a wonderful time, a marvelous time.
How do you know? You better wait till you have the wonderful time. I don't like expectations.
It's been 2 years. It's been 2 years I come to your program 3 times a week and sometimes more, and I always have a good time.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from you.
I missed on Sunday. I missed on Sunday, and it feels like I missed the week.
Oh, Sunday was really good. Okay.
I missed it. I was busy with my daughter.
Is Hayes here?
Yeah.
Hayes, where are you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just turning the sounds off.
Oh, okay. Now, we are going to start, but we're just going to hang on a second. Well, Hayes turned the sound off.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 31st, 2014, and this is Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Hayes in Megalia, and here we go. Hang on a second. Where are all you guys? Name your city right now. Let's hear.
Cancun.
Liebenthal.
Florida.
Liebenthal, Canada.
Sedona.
Los Angeles, California.
Denver.
San Diego.
Margate.
West Palm Beach.
Can I hear Margate? Is that Dave Fitzsimmons in Margate?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dave. I said we were going to do an open mic tonight because, you know, we did a 3-hour workshop with Carlo on Saturday, then we did a 2-hour grid healing yesterday, and we really did good. Both if you guys didn't listen to the workshop, anybody on the line who was on the workshop?
Yep.
I wish.
With Carlo?
Yeah.
You wish? Well,
we
recorded it. We recorded it, and I thought it was the best one that Carla and I did yet.
So what do they call it? What number?
Well, write this down, okay? CarlaWynnCoalition.com.
Okay.
Okay? This sounds like the 60s, doesn't it? Coalition. Somebody said, what did you name it that for? I don't know. But Carla Wynn Coalition, you go to the page, you know, this is like, sometimes we're so cheap, we sell things, that people don't realize how good it is, because for anywhere from $5 to $25, it's kind of a sliding scale, you can get all 8 raw workshops, the audios of them. That's 24 hours of stuff, and you pick your own price. We have a suggestion. The suggestion is, if you've never listened to any of the calls, then pay $25, and you get That's a dollar an hour. And then if you have been coming in on the calls, then on the current one, pay $20. And then if you're tight on money, you can put in any amount as low as $5, and you'll still get everything, okay? So no one's excluded. And it's an extraordinary series of calls because this is a view of how the universe works, that only a group soul could tell you. And by starting to see how it works, it starts to give you perspective. You know, because this... let's see, who's making all that noise? Is that Eric? Eric, is that you?
That is Ron, yes.
No, I'm muted.
You're muted. Okay, it's Ron. That's right. You know, Ron, here we go. Ron is now muted. But all of these calls are extraordinary. But I would say this one had the best energy of all of the calls. And it wasn't a big group. We've had more people on the other calls, many of them. But when the group of the people, there's a group of you that keep coming back, and you're holding the energy, you're helping to hold the space for the energy. And I've told you that, and I think you're starting to understand it, because it's kind of like you noticed the difference when I was on George Norrie last time, how we had to go through a whole bunch. I mean, it was all good, but we kind of like get a little bit dispersed for a while, and then we get back to a center of energy. And you're holding the energy. And when we have just the call of those really strong people, it's like we don't have to work too hard. We just hit the ground running. And we just had a great ambience on that call. Carla noticed it. I noticed it. I think a few people sent me emails afterwards, but I knew it was true. And I believe the Rock Group was getting very close to us as we did that call. And there's things, sometimes people think that because you hear us so much, because we're on three times a week and you hear us on our Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday calls, it's just going to be more of the same. But there's a different energy when we charge for something. There's a different energy, and because people are reaching back. And when people are reaching back, it stabilizes, gets higher. And even if you reach back and you say, I can't even afford $5, could you please let me in for free? We would always do that. But it's still a reaching back. It's always a difference when there's people on that are more skeptical, that are checking us out. And we have to talk to those people. Those are the most important people on the line. And that's not really true. Everyone is the most important on the line. But it's important to direct the energy to a new person, and especially when we have a lot of new people. Okay, you see, I didn't mute everybody. We're getting...
Can you figure it out, Ben? I think, did he drop out, Ben?
Hello?
I think he muted himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did mute himself. Hold on, Ben. Here you go.
Thank you, guys. Well, that's one way to get rid of me, huh?
I didn't do it. I watch my friends. Don't worry, I didn't do it.
You watch your fresh. All right. No, Lucy, I just wanted to ask you. And you see, if we had a bunch of new people on the line, I wouldn't say this. I couldn't say it. They think, what are they talking about? But since we are the regulars and we keep coming back and we get to know each other, and really, you know, there is no separation between us. I mean, it's like, yeah, I have to hold the space, the facilitation space. But that's only because I can, not because I'm better than anybody else. It's kind of like when you go to your mechanic, you don't go to the plumber to fix your car because the mechanic knows how to fix it, right? I'm just happen for whatever reason. I mean, I know the reasons. You know the reasons, but I can hold the space of facilitating this call. But I'm just another human like you are going through the shift with you, and we're going through it together. So I wanted to just open the mics, which are already open, except for two people that are muted. Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry.
Sorry.
Hello, Terry.
I'm here.
Were you? That was a record time unmuting yourself.
At least I didn't disconnect the phone.
At least you didn't. Well, Terry, you got to say, I'm right with you. I must be picking up your vibe because I muted myself.
Right, yeah. You don't have to pick that up for me.
we can go to Unmute University together, right?
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
Who would like? Now, you know, I said this is an open mic tonight. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
But which of you has something to say?
By the way,
wait, Lucy, just a second. I want to say hello to everyone on BBS. Let them know they can call in if they want to. And the phone number is, what is the BBS number? Hang on. Let's see. The BBS numbers are 530-763-1594, 530-646-4187. And whoever answers, you can tell them they can interrupt us and put you right in. Because normally they don't do that, because we could be in the middle of a channeling session or something, and we don't want to take callers. So this is a great time. If you're one of the people that always check in on BBS, a great time to come in and say hello.
Actually, hey, I think the best number to call in is 888-429-5471.
Thank you. Dad,
888-429-5471.
That's Doug at
BBS.
All right, I have it here
time.
For me.
Hey, you know what we're doing? You want to hear something crazy? We're getting this new link up that'll automatically allow people to give BBS radio plugs. Just phone in, give us a BBS radio plug, like, we love BBS radio, or whatever. And it'll automatically take that, give us an MP3 file, and it will give us a printout of the words that are stated in text format, sent to us, and we can have, you know, anybody can phone in and leave, you know, recordings that are translated into text.
Doug, you hear we're having an open mic tonight, right?
I know. Here I am jabbering. Jabbering with y'all.
It's so nice to have you jabbering. You know, I mean, I have a feeling you listen to us sometimes, right?
In my heart. My heart listens. My mind's working on four or five other projects, so until I quiet it late at night and meditate, which I never do anymore, I won't receive the information.
Is Don in the background?
Don is far in the background, yes.
He's far in the background,
yeah,
right?
He's in another room in the background.
Okay.
Would you read the number one more time?
888-429-5471.
Thank you.
That was my best alien voice.
Some of you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you a little history of how... Doug, are you there?
I am.
Were you on BBS when we first started? Were you working with them?
Yes, but
you were in LA.
In other corporate capacities. Stay right with me.
Yeah. So, you know, basically, I think it was in 2005. I think that Don Newsom started BBS Radio. And somebody that was working... There we go. Oh, thank you for blowing your nose. Good to hear you. Don Newsom, somebody was trying to find people to be on BBS, and they told Don about me, and I called Don, and he listened to me for about a half hour, and he said, William, you have the most far-out story I ever heard. You want a show? And I said, no. That's how Don sounds. and I said, no, I don't want a show. What am I going to talk about? I can only tell my story so many times. And, of course, you guys have probably heard my story 50 times, so it's okay. But
I've never heard
it. I'm going to go on once.
We love you. And we love you. I'm back now. Did I miss anything?
Huh?
Did I miss anything?
What, did you go to the bathroom?
No, I just had to answer a call. A caller called in to say, we love you, we love you, we love you very much. We just called in to say we love you very much. And I thought, how sweet.
Are they talking about you, me, or Jim?
They don't know me as well as they know you, so I'm assuming it was for you.
Thank you. So I made a little cassette tape. I told my story. I sent it to BBS, and they were going to run it. Now, you know, one of the things about a new internet radio station is that nobody listens to it. So Don put it up, but I don't think he had records of how many people were listening. But how do you find things? How do you find anything on the internet? He was just starting and he had two shows, but he put my show up. Then he called me and said, you sure you don't want a show? And I said, no. First of all, I didn't think anyone would listen, and I'd just be wasting my time, and what are we going to talk about? And at that time, the only thing I knew how to do was tell the story of how this all got started. So then Don would call me, and we would have these creative telephone conversations. And he was asking me questions, and I was giving wise answers to some of his questions. What is all that noise? We're just going to... Yes, that's me. I don't want to mute me again. Let me see here. All right, I'm watching the noisemakers. We would have these telephone conversations, and I said, you know, we're having really good conversations. And then I taped one of our conversations, and I sent it to Don, and I said, why don't we do the Don and Wynn show and just have these conversations? And so he played the tape, and for the next couple of years, we were doing the Don and Wynn show. And we would talk about anything and everything. But I was just always looking for a small excuse to talk about my experience. It wasn't focused on my experience, but we talked about it quite a bit. And then, at one point, I called DK up. DK was living at her mother's house, and she used to think no one was going to pay any attention to this. And I said, hey, you know what? We're doing a radio show. Why don't you listen in? And so, or why don't you be a guest and we'll talk about what happened? And so she was a guest. And we were interviewing her. And most of the time she was complaining about me. And then suddenly in the middle of the show, she said, they want to say something. And I said, Don, what do you think? Is it okay with you? Why, sure, him. Let's see what they got to say. So, you know, I crossed my fingers. You know, at that point, we had never done anything like that before. And it was scary. I said, what if something negative comes through? And suddenly, there was this blockbuster, jaw-dropping channeling. And it was like a message to America, you know? And so every so often, DK would come on, Terry would come on, and occasionally we'd have questions and answers. Now, some of you have heard this story. One day, maybe I'll have the courage to play this. One time, we were going to do a session with DK, and the people were going to call in and ask questions. Well, when we asked the source to identify itself, okay, get ready. It was not the Elohim. It was Buck Choy the dolphin. Now, we spent 45 minutes asking questions to Buck Choy. And now, of course, whenever something like that happens, I'm thinking, God, I hope this is positive. I hope, who is Buck Choy? I was thinking, Don was very irreverent, very, very irreverent. And I was thinking, maybe the Elohim are just taking on this thing of being Buck Choy so they can deal with Don's irreverence. Or Terry, what's that, Doug? I guess I'm boring, Doug. Okay, but in any case,
I'm listening intently. I'm listening intently, my good buddy. Listening intently.
Was that a dog in the background?
No.
Someday maybe we'll have Buck Choy come back on and say hello. Okay.
Buck Choy, my twin brother.
Buck Choy, right. Okay. Which of you guys have something to share? How many of you have had a great experience that you can point to? Something, you know, that you can say, this happened or this changed in me because of coming in on these calls. Or I had a miracle or something, if you hadn't already shared it. Oh, well, I guess we can retire. We don't have to do this anymore, Jerry.
I had a good experience. I have a lot of change in my life. I mean, I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago in 2012 that I started with you guys. And it's just, it's growing, and I love my life. And first, the little angel that Carla gave me really started putting me on the way it was supposed to be. And after that, you know, going on Pink Shift and 3 times a week conference and everything. And it's just wonderful. You're like my family. You're just my family because I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's somebody to talk to and everything. Everybody's all my friend. We're all one, and I feel everybody's, you know, we belong, you know, like a real family. So it's wonderful. That's my experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel that about you too, Lucy. And you know, you're one of those people that always comes and helps hold the energy for the call, and also you've made Jim feel a lot more confident in himself.
Good. But one thing I'm going to say is Saturday, I miss half of it because Mother Nature, first, I was listening. Remember, I was telling Carla was talking about talking to a hurricane or a storm or something, and then I heard on my phone, "Don't need to watch. Take shelter now." So I had to calm down everything, and then I come back, and then lightning and everything. So I missed some of a lot of it. Saturday.
Well, did you get the audio of the call?
Oh yeah, I did.
I sent the audio out to everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that you can listen to it. Who else wants to share something?
I was surprised last Sunday when we were doing a grid healing and we got to the dolphins. I felt the energy come back and I was kicked back on the couch, propped up, and it just felt, I was thinking, what was that? That was cool. And you said, did anybody feel that for the dolphins? And I was mm-hmm. already in amazement.
Thank you. Is that Fred?
Yep.
Okay. See, Fred, I'm getting to know your voice. That's a good sign.
Okay.
Okay, I've noticed that myself. When we send the energy to the dolphins, do you notice just we start talking about the dolphins, now the energy shifts a little bit?
Yeah.
Notice that? I just noticed it. I just start talking about them, and the energy shifts, starts to get, you know, they say that the dolphins, you know, one theory of where dolphins came from is that they were the souls of some of the Lumerians. Lumeria was a continent, and that they chose to incarnate in dolphin bodies so they couldn't damage things like humans can do. And they chose to just hold the energy of the grids as dolphins, and that they would protect the planet. And so they're very, very sensitive, and they're psychic, and they're kind of a group soul energy. They travel in packs, and I think it might be true, because it's amazing that I've noticed that whenever we talk about dolphins, there's a very big increase in energy. Those of you that noticed that, that's really a reference point.
It was almost instantaneous. It was right there. Just filled the room.
Yeah. I mean, it happened just now. When you brought it up, I felt a shift in energy just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Fred. Thanks for calling it to our attention. Anyone else?
This might be a little bit off topic, but has Duane ever missed a call before? And I'm concerned because Snohomish is where they're having terrible, terrible flooding and landslides and things.
He's MIA, I think.
Duane has been threatening to resign, okay?
Oh, so, he has.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not alarming that he isn't on the call tonight.
No.
Okay, that was what I wanted to check on.
I don't know. He said he was going to stop coming, so that's okay, you know. But anyone else?
I got an email from him. He's fine, Willow.
Thank you very much, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's fine.
Hi, Willow.
Hello, Lynn. Oh, Heist played one of your songs tonight. It says, everybody loves you when everybody loves you. Everybody wants you when everybody wants you, but nobody does when nobody does. That's an incredible song. Very, very good. Thank you. I love that song. Thank you, Lynn.
Well, thank you, Willow. See that? It's okay if I'm having a midlife crisis.
Are you having a midlife crisis?
Yes, he is. No. Didn't you know?
No, I didn't.
No. I was having a midlife crisis ever since I was 15 years old. Actually, somebody, you know, I was in L.A., and I was working with a singer there who was singing that song. And he's really got a great voice, and he might be really successful. And I was kind of like semi-off the loop for a few weeks while we were doing demos. And you know, staying in somebody's house. And when I came back and I played the song, somebody's kind of been a regular on our line. And I love you if you're listening, by the way. I'm glad you did what you did, because it really surfaced everything for me. It made me integrate it. Because somebody said, Wynn's having a midlife crisis. He wants to be a rock star. So, in any case. But thank you, Willow. And Willow, I hear about your reputation. You know that?
My reputation? I have a reputation? You've heard
yes.
things I haven't. What is my reputation? Oh, Lord.
I hear you sneak into the calls at the beginning and listen without
telling
me. Oh,
I'm an anonymous crasher, yes. Somebody told you that.
You are being a fly on the wall, right?
Well, actually, I felt like I got attacked too much, and I'm dealing with a serious health issue, and I'm trying to strengthen my immune system. So I figured that if I just kept quiet, I wouldn't feel wounded all the time. So that was why I kept quiet, because I was getting
okay.
my feelings hurt all the time.
Well, you know what? I think we're over that. Are we over that?
Oh, I think it probably only has to do with me and my sensitivity level, and.
Right.
You know, when you're dealing with a serious health issue, it makes you more vulnerable. You just, it's hard to be real strong sometimes.
Did you ever hear of a violet ray? Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually bought it.
Did you ever? Who's that that bought it?
Who's that, Ron?
I didn't win. This is Dave.
Dave.
Oh, Dave bought it.
Dave bought it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, they're very cheap. Did you like it? Are you using it?
No, it got misplaced in the move. It's somewhere in one of my boxes here in the house. But I got to try a little bit. It made my hair stand up on my arm. I still was trying to figure out how to use it. But it definitely, it feels like a static charge or something on your arm when you run it.
Yeah, well, I recommend. Look up, do it, Google search, Edgar Cayce Violet Ray.
Okay.
That's where I got the info
because
for it.
It works. You too, Willow. You know, you can, you know, they're very cheap. They used to be really
expensive. Have a caller? You have a caller online, too?
They're making them in China, and they're calling them for skin wrinkles and hair growth. You can go on Amazon.
So that's why you're telling me to get it?
Oh, well, everything you read about it talks about anti-aging and...
Now my feelings are hurt again. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Hey, Willow, we got this great thing for you. Get rid of wrinkles.
They have to advertise it that way because it got pulled off the market in the 60s.
Yeah.
It was... Well, Nikola Tesla invented it, the technology, and it was being used. I forget, Reming or what's the name of the company? I think it was REM something. I was reading about it. It got pulled off by I think it had to do with the pharmaceutical companies because it was actually claiming to heal a lot of ailments. And they took it off the market in order, I guess, you know, big pharma, so they want to have competition with the pills.
Oh, so they now it's for wrinkles. Okay, thank you. I understand
that.
Yeah,
so they remarketed it. The only country that they can sell it for what it was really called was out of the United States. And the only way they can sell it in the United States is by calling it something else. But if you look at Violet Ray Machine and you look at the, you go on eBay, some people are selling the original ones. It's the same little glass thing with you know, it looks different, obviously, because they're using cloth wire and a little wooden box, but it's the same thing. It's an argon-filled glass container, and they add a Tesla coil to fire it up, and it lights up the gas inside.
Well, I'm
I've been using it for arthritis, and it's been helping me in my hips and back.
Has it?
Yeah, and also it's bringing out like chemicals out of my skin from where I used to work like 15 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's taken like a month, and those chemicals are coming out of my skin.
Now, how long do you put it on each time?
I do, like, 5 minutes per area, for, like the foot area. And then just move to the next area.
And there are a lot of breathing.
That's what I'm doing, too.
You're doing the violet ray?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. The person that's using it, did I tell you about it?
Yes.
Yeah, you talked about it, and then I decided to get it, and I think other people did, too.
Yeah, thank you, Wynn, for bringing it up. Thank you, Wynn.
I mean, literally, you know, I was thinking of selling them. I said, geez, they're so cheap. But then I just said, forget it. I'm too busy. I don't want to sell anything else. And besides, you know, they're on Amazon and eBay, literally for $30 to $35. And what it is, just to get, it's like a little wand. It's like a little vibrator. And then a glass tube plugs in on the end of it. And it comes with four or five different tubes of different sizes. And then it sends high voltage up through the tube, and it sparks onto your skin where it hits.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Well,
it is kind of scary when you're doing it. You got to be careful.
All right, okay.
So here's what it does. The alternating current penetrates your skin and vibrates the cells.
Okay.
It starts a lot of heat healing. It also kills toxins. It kills bugs. You know, this is like one of the most popular devices that Edgar... It came up in more readings that Edgar Cayce talked about than anything else, okay? Yeah. I'm just looking here if I can read something. And it's really, it's harmless, and it's got a little control on it, so you can increase the voltage or lower it, so that, you know, you can start out very gentle. And, you know, another thing that Edgar Cayce said it was good for is that it causes attachments to leave your body. They don't like it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay?
Like demonic energies, you know?
Negative entities, that's exactly what he said. Negative entities, okay? And,
oh, I thought maybe you were talking about attachments to people in unhealthy relationships. I tend to have a hard time letting go of relationships that are no longer really beneficial.
Uh-huh.
And those kind of attachments I would like to... What?
You need a 45 for that.
our gentle spiritual little group here.
Wow.
This is a non-violent group here.
but a very funny one. On YouTube, there are a whole bunch of videos that produce sounds, rife frequencies and solfeggio frequencies and... something called binaural beats, and they're very healing. And actually, you can pick them out one, one, one. I made a playlist of 50 different of them and just let it keep playing and keep playing in the background, this kind of background frequency and noise. And that's supposed to be, those rife frequencies and things are supposed to be very healing. Has anybody... Okay.
I use that, too. I do the same thing, and that definitely makes a big difference in my life.
The solfeggio is supposed to repair your DNA.
Yeah, you may listen to the 528 frequency.
Yeah.
On Dr. Leonard Horowitz's site, it tells of all those frequencies. That's a pretty good information site.
Excellent place to go. And I've been trying to get my grandson to retune his guitar and his instruments to the solfeggio frequency. It's not the dynamics, the diatonic scale. It's only six notes. And with the solfeggio scale, you can't transpose it, like play this in C and then this in G or F or something. So it was the ancient scale, Solfeggio, before they, the Catholic priests that wanted to be rulers brought in the diatonic scale because they, well, supposedly, the negative viewpoint is they didn't want people listening to the Solfeggio scale because it was repairing their DNA too much, and they wanted more control. So they introduced this diatonic scale where you can change keys, and it was more. So now all we have is the diatonic scale, and Solfeggio is ancient and forgotten. So they're bringing it back as a healing tool.
Yeah, I tuned my bass to it, and it actually does work. It actually makes, like, the next day after playing the bass, I feel a lot better than before when it was tuned to the now-day frequency.
What was the name of that website?
I don't remember. I don't know if it's exact, if it's called Dr. Leonard Horowitz's site or what. Just Google search Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and you'll find his site.
Dr. what?
Horowitz. H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. Horowitz. Leonard.
I can tell you what the site is. Just a minute. Let me look at my email box.
Oh, great.
I get his newsletters a lot. My computer's kind of slow, but I'll tell you in a second.
Wynn, I love this. I love this open call thing. It's like it used to be after, when you left the lines open afterwards and we were all just talking. I think it's, for me, this is more bonding than any of the other stuff.
Hey, Willow, you're talking out of place. Would you be quiet, please?
Yes, sir. Can you handle it? I just said yes, sir, and obeyed.
Did you know I was kidding you?
Yes, I did. You think I would have obeyed if you hadn't have been? Hey, I had a birthday. I'm 71 years old now.
Well, congratulations.
You're 71 years young, right?
Shouldn't you have an age limit?
Yeah, you're too old for this call, Willow.
Yes, I thought so.
I can't be on it either, then.
You can't be on? Oh, my God. Listen, Terry, didn't you used to work for a legal office?
I did, yes, for years.
You know what? Marilyn Glowski sent me some really terrible legal jokes. And in honor of you, I'm going to read you a couple, okay? You want to hear?
Yeah.
These are supposedly excerpts from court cases. So the attorney says, "Doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse?" Witness, "No." "Attorney, did you check for blood pressure?" Witness, "No." "Attorney, did you check for breathing?" Witness, "No." "So that it's possible the patient was alive when you began the autopsy?" Witness, "No." "How can you be so sure, doctor?" "Because his brain was sitting in on my desk in a jar."
Oh, God!
I see,
but could the patient have still been alive nonetheless? "Yes, it's possible it could have been alive and practicing law." Okay, here's another one. You ready? Attorney, do you recall the time that you examined the body? Witness, "The autopsy started around 8:30 p.m. Attorney, "And Mr. Denton was dead at the time?" Witness, "If not, he was by the time I finished."
Oh, God.
Attorney, "How was your first marriage terminated?" Witness, "By death." Attorney, "And by whose death was it terminated?" Take a guess.
Sounds like a good one.
Marilyn?
Yeah.
Would you tell Dwayne I would like to request that he come back and not leave?
Marilyn?
Dwayne?
Dwayne, yeah.
Would you make sure you tell Dwayne that it was only only Willow that asked that and no one else?
Uh,
But I think that's to say nothing. But
I'm not going to be the mouthpiece because...
Well, I think, see, what happened was at one point he told me that that I didn't care about him or what had ever happened to him or whether he was okay or not. And I was feeling attacked, and I didn't respond with gentleness and kindness. I just clicked back onto mute and didn't respond to him because I was feeling attacked the way he said it. His voice said it as an attack, which he, you know, does quite frequently. But now, after I have, it's, you know, I'm beyond it. I'm thinking, wouldn't it have been so much nicer if instead I had heard the hurt in him and had responded to that in a kind way instead of being involved in my own selfish feelings? So that's why I would just like him to hear that I do care about him, and I've been very concerned that he didn't. I didn't want him to get hurt up in the Snohomish floods and landslides, and I would very much like to have him come back and be a part because he's a part of the family.
He's not even close there. You sent me a map, Willow, and he's much further up.
Listen, let's not talk about Dwayne. I really don't want to put my two cents in, okay?
Attorney,
so the date of conception of the baby was August 8th? Witness, yes. And what were you doing at the time? Getting late.
Our court
what were you doing at this time, what?
The baby
getting
was
late.
Conceived.
Getting late.
I see. Pretty funny joke, aren't they?
Attorney, are you sexually active? Witness, no, I just lie there. Attorney, what is your date of birth? Witness, July 18th. What year? Every year. Terry, shall I send this to you and you can pass it on to your office? Your former office?
Sure.
Let's see. The youngest son, the 20-year-old, how old is he? He's 20, much like your IQ. He's 20, much like your IQ.
Yeah, are you telling him the part where they say, get a new attorney? Judge, I need a new attorney.
Yeah, I know.
Were you present when your picture was taken? All right. Okay. Okay. I'll make sure I email you next time we do a call like this again. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. But I didn't know it was going to be this kind of call. But thank you all for being so funny. And this is good. You know what? See, this is, you know, there's two things that happen on these calls. One of them is we get all this really intense, heavy information, and we have to process it. And sometimes it brings up negative stuff because, I mean, it brings up, oh, my God, am I going to graduate this realm? All these anxiety things. And then, you know, planets exploding and moving souls from one planet to another. So we need a call like this occasionally to lighten everything up. And so I think that we should end this call and we should move into a sacred space and just do a really short little planetary healing, because so many things are going on right now that are so intense. And, you know, we do make a difference. Do you know, I'm going to mute everybody just a second here.
You got it?
There we go. Thank you. You know, when you think about it, we knew there. There's a lot of things that are going on in the world, and I mean, even without the cabals and without all that stuff, we read about people starving and local squabbles and all kinds of stuff. And you know what? We can have a moment of concern, but we don't think about it. I mean, how many of you sent money to some organization so people could eat? And even when $5 could make a big difference, we don't do it because it doesn't impact us personally. But when we know somebody, when we have... what is all that noise in the background? Let me see. Okay.
It's BBS, I guess.
Is that BBS?
Mm-hmm.
You had a caller on.
When you know somebody, you had a caller on. You want me to put him through? A neighbor, and his son is in India, and his son is starving, and he says, "I'm taking up a collection for my son." You know what? You'll give him money because he's your neighbor. You know him. Imagine if it works in the higher realms like this, because I think it does. When we express care for something on our planet or for someone we care about, we give them a reason to come in. Otherwise, we're just an amorphous blob of oneness that's going from negative to positive, swinging back and forth. And I may not be right. I didn't ask them this. I'd have to ask and have them say, is this the way it works? But I do know that they pay attention. And when we ask, just like you with your neighbor, Indian neighbor, and say, here's a donation so your relatives in India can eat. When we ask for things, and we're serious in our asking, they link into us, and it works with the planet. Now, I mean, I'm sure it works with prayer everywhere. Whether you're religious or whether you're however form it takes, I'm sure it works. But it's so unusual to have this relationship back and forth where we aren't just talking to invisible forces. They are invisible, but they're audible because Jerry has this blessing of being able to be their voice. And so we give them a reason to make a difference down here. And that's why prayer works. It's not magic. And that they can help. And we have to ask. Carla says over and over again, we have to ask. It's 6:55. So let's just take a moment. Bring our energies together. Make a group energy. And surround our planet in this group energy and as a group, as a team, all of us, all of them, we send this energy to our entire planet, to all those people that are reaching for God. We send it to Israel. We have a beautiful person from Israel that's coming in on our line. She's coming quite a bit. She notices the shift in energy that's happened. We send this energy to those people that we love and care about that need help and support. Just see them surrounded by this energy for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. And we send this energy to some of the people on our healing list, to Lise, to Gary Brownlee, to Chris in Memphis. I wish I opened up the list. I don't have it. But.